Hello students, today we are going to see Python basic data types, that is also called the built-in core data types. So Python offers the following built-in core data types, that is numbers, string, list, tuple and dictionary. Numbers is further divided into integers, floating point numbers and complex number. Integers are of two types, integer signed and boolean. So first integers. So integers are whole numbers, they have no fractional parts. Integers can be positive or negative, and there are two types of integers in Python. One is the integer signed. This is the integer which you use in your day-to-day life by using the decimal number system, wherein you use the digits 0 to 9. So Python provides single int data type to store any integer, whether big or small. It does not provide short int or long int like these data types, as it is present in the C and C++. It is signed representation, means you can represent the integer either in positive or in negative. Another integer data type is the boolean. So this boolean, it represents the truth values, true and false. This true and false, these are the symbolic constants. These are already defined in Python. It is a subtype. Boolean is a subtype of integers, and boolean values true and false, they correspond to the values 1 and 0 respectively. See the demonstration of the integers. Here in the variable a, I am entering the integer value by using input, that will be converting into int. Again I am inputting the value for b, that is converting into int and stored in a. Then I am adding a plus b and storing the sum in sum variable. Then I am printing the sum of two integers, and in front of that it will print the value of sum. Next, the floating point numbers. A number having fractional part is a floating point number, and it has a decimal point in between, and it is written in two forms in Python. One is the fractional form. This is the form which you use in your day-to-day life, that is called the normal decimal notation. Example 675.456. Another form is exponent notation. It has the two parts, mantissa and exponent. The part which appears before e, that is called the mantissa. It can be integer or it can be a proper real number. And the part which is appearing after e, that is called the integer part. It should not be any real number. It should always be an integer that can be positive or negative. The advantage of floating point numbers. So they can represent values between the integers, and they can represent a much greater range of values. For example, if I consider two integers, 1 and 2. So you cannot represent any values in between 1 and 2 if you consider that as integer. But if you consider this as 1.0 and 2.0 as a float, so there are infinite number of values between 1.0 and 2.0, like 1.1, 1.5, 1.91, like that. There is one disadvantage of floating point numbers, that is the floating point operations, that is the mathematical operations, they are usually slower than the integer operations. See the demonstration of floating point data type. Here I am calculating the simple interest. So in the prince variable, I am inputting the principal amount which will be converted into float and stored in prince variable. Then I am inputting the interest, rate of interest, that will be converted into float by using float function, and is stored in the rate variable. Then I am inputting the time period, that is again converted into float and stored in the time. Then I am using the formula SI is equal to prince multiplied by rate multiplied by time divided by 100 to calculate the SI simple interest. And then I am printing the simple interest equal to, and in front of that I will print the value of SI variable. Okay, see the output. Principal amount I entered 5000, rate of interest I entered 8.5, and the time period 5.5, and it is showing the simple interest 2337.5. Another built-in code data type is the complex number. Python represents complex number in the form a plus bj, where a is the real part and b is the imaginary part. See the demonstration of complex number, sum of two complex number. Here in the variable a, I am storing the one complex number 7 plus 8j. In B, I am storing the complex number 3.1 plus 6j. Then I am adding both the complex number and storing the result in C. Then it will print sum of two complex numbers. Print A. So it will print the A. You see the output 7 plus 8j is printed. Then plus is in double quotation marks. So that will be printed as it is. Then B, complex number I am printing 3.1 plus 6j. Then equal to is in double quotation, so that will be printed as it is. And then C, the addition of two complex number I am printing 10.1 plus 14j. Next, built-in code data type is a string. So string is a group of valid characters enclosed in single or double quotation marks. And string can group any type of known characters, that is letters, numbers and special characters, whatever your computer supports or your keyboard is supporting, that you can enclose in double quotation marks or single quotation marks, then it will form a string. So Python string is a sequence of characters and each character can be accessed by its index value associated with that character, either in forward direction, forward indexing, or by backward indexing. See, for example, in the variable subj subj, I am storing the computer string. Now this computer string, it will be stored in contiguous memory location in the memory, RAM memory. So you can see C in one memory location, then O in another memory location, then M, P, U, T, E, R in contiguous memory location, these characters are stored. And all these characters are having an index value associated with that. In the forward direction 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. In the reverse direction minus 1, minus 2, minus 3, minus 4, minus 5, minus 6 and minus 1. So this minus 8, these index values can be used to access the individual characters of that string. See the demonstration of string data type. Here my underscore name, I am storing a string by using input function. What is your name? It will ask me and I will enter through the keyboard. That will be stored in my underscore name. Then greetings will be printed as it is on the screen. Then hello will be printed as it is on the screen. And in front of that, it will print whatever the name you entered in my underscore name. That will be printed. And then last, it will print how do you do. You can see the output. Next, built-in code data type is the list. So the list is Python's compound data type, because a list in Python, it represents a list of comma separated values of any data type between the square bracket. As it consists of the values of any data type, that's why it is called a compound data type. And lists are mutable. It means the list items can be changed in place. By using the index of that items, you can change the value of that item in place. That's why it is called mutable. See here, demonstration of list. I'm here inputting the first list in list1 by using eval. That will be converted into int and it will be stored in list1. Similarly, I'm inputting the list2, and then by using this expression list equal to list1 plus list2. So this plus operator which I'm using in between the list, that is a concatenation operator, means it will join the two lists and it will store the resultant list in list variable. So in the print, it will print list1 as it is on the screen because it is in double quotation marks. And in front of that, it will print the list1. Similarly, list2 will be printed as it is on the screen. In front of that, it will print the list2. And the last print, it will print joined list. And in front of that, it will print the concatenated list which you stored in the list variable. See the output here. So list 1 is 12, 78, 45, 30. List 2 I entered 80, 50, 56, 77, 95. Then list 1 it has printed 12, 78, 45, 30. List 2 it has printed 80, 50, 56, 77, 95. And the joined list it has printed, the concatenate list, 12, 78, 45, 30, 80, 50, 56, 77 and 95. The next data type is the tuple. So tuple is Python's compound data type. Just like the list, it also consists of the items, the values of different data type. That's why it is called compound data type. Only the difference between the list, and the tuple is that here the list of values, it is comma separated in a pair of parentheses. Whereas in the list, the values are enclosed in the square brackets. Tuples are immutable, means you cannot change the items which are present in a tuple in place. As is the case with the list, lists are mutable, but tuples are immutable. So now see the demonstration of tuple. In tuple 1, I am storing enter elements for tuple 1. In tuple 2, I am entering the tuple 2's variables and tuple 2's values. Then here, by using the plus operator, I am concatenating, joining both the tuples and storing the resultant tuple in tuple variable. Then I am printing tuple 1 equal tuple 1 as it is on the screen. and then in front of that I am printing the tuple 1. Similarly, tuple 2 will be printed as it is on the screen, and then in front of that it is printing tuple 2, and then it will print joint tuple, and in front of that it will print the joint tuple. See the output there. Next built-in code data type is the dictionaries. So dictionaries are unordered collection of elements in curly braces in the form of a key value pairs, so that associate a key to values. So it is called unordered because just like the list and the tuple, it is having the index values. The dictionary items does not have any index values associated with it. So dictionaries are mutable, means a particular value which is associated with a key can be changed in place. So it is a mutable. And as dictionary element does not have index value, so the elements are accessed through the key. In list and tuple, we are accessing the individual elements of the list or tuple by using the index value. But dictionary, you have to access the individual values by using the keys which are associated with that values. See the demonstration of dictionary. Phonedict is the name of the dictionary. The Madhav, this is the key, and the value is 9765678 43. So you can see in between key and the value there is a colon symbol is there. Then comma, another key value pair, Dilprit 7650983457. Then Murugan 9067208769. Abhinav 9870987067. So this is the dictionary is created with by using print. I am printing the dictionary like this. The whole dictionary will be printed. If you want to print the individual atom of the dictionary, you can write on there print phonedict in square bracket. You have to write down that key. For example, if I write the key Dilprit, so it will print the value which is associated with Dilprit, that is 7650983457. So that's it. Thank you.